Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDK Radio. I'm Mangino.
And I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland, and we're actually doing our shows remotely. It doesn't have a dramatic effect on what we do, but sports, the pandemic, there's been a dramatic effect.
Absolutely. Sports completely on hold at this point, trying to figure out when they'll be able to play. And even before they're able to play, when will they be able to practice as a team? To what extent can they do this? How soon could it happen? Maybe it's sometime early summer. Could be maybe as early as sometime in June. There's still a lot of uncertainty across the state. And my understanding is that even though some areas may remain in the red category, there may be opportunities to open things up here on this end of the state.
So the governor spoke about it yesterday, got mixed reaction, and for every sport it's different, whether it's high school, college, professional sports, all different. Mike White from the Post-Gazette joins us at this point. He's on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline with some perspective. High school workouts aren't looking anything like they used to, are they, Mike?
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Mangino. How are you? thanks for having me first.
Of course.
I just did a story of it on our website. I thought it was interesting to me, you know, the state PIAA and the governor, the no group team workouts allowed at all. This was made in April until July 1st. However, teams, football teams especially, still want to try and do something. Kids are working out on their own. Well, some of them are going to the virtual workouts and on Zoom. It kind of fascinating to me, you know, Upper St. Clair kind of leading the way in this. They're going, their kids, their football team's going like 4 days a week from their homes. Some of them have weights. They're doing speed and agility. Some of them don't have weights. So what do? Lift paint cans as weights, curls.
Wow.
Ethan Dallin lifting a rocking chair. So kids are finding a way, and so are teams. I think it's kind of neat. I think it's good.
So with the idea of maybe before July 1st, that's the big headline from the story, PIA willing to possibly allow high school workouts before July 1st, are they giving any indication as to what it will take for those workouts to be able to happen?
Well, Mangino, there was a PIAA board of directors meeting yesterday, and really, you know, they're ready to start give schools a clearance, but it's not their call. It's going to be the governor's call. And it will all come down to if some areas get into the green phase, which could happen. Their idea is if areas get into the green phase, they are going under the governor's direction and the Department of Health and Department of Education, possibly start having some kind of group workouts. What it will be, that will remains to be seen. There's a list of guidelines that comes from the National Federation of phases to have workouts, restart workouts, but they don't have to follow those from the National Federation. They can do their own thing. And that goes from everything, Mangino and Lynn, from, I mean, the National Federation has phase one, pretty much solo workouts. Kids can't pass a basketball to each other. Kids can't pass a football to each other. But I think if you get to the green phase, which they're hoping to, you might have, you know, small group workouts. And it's a thing that I think they feel a little optimistic about, but it's going to be the governor's call. And they'll go, if he gets someone into the green phase and gives them a-OK to maybe start some workouts, they're ready to go with it. But the other thing that comes out of this is a little interesting is that, you know, you're going to see different areas of the state get to the green phase quicker than other areas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's some feeling that, you know, like in NFL, that, you know, it's not fair unless we all have clearance to go start practicing. Well, the majority of the athletic directors that are on the board of directors, and I know school officials around the state, if there are areas with schools that are in the green phase and there are areas in the east that are going to be in the red phase, it's okay. Let those kids in those green phase areas start workouts, start practices. Don't penalize them just because all the state's not the same. In other words, it's not going to be an all or none situation. Everybody wants to see these kids. If they're in the green phase and give a go ahead and they're in an area that can do it, let them go start having workouts.
So what is the general sentiment? Because certainly with businesses that move to the green phase, there's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of growing anger because there isn't anything firm yet other than the green phase, but nobody knows exactly what that looks like or when it's going to happen. Are the kids feeling that same sense of frustration, especially like the rising seniors?
Oh, there's no doubt, Lynn. I think everybody's feeling that sense of frustration. And you said it. We're not knowing what that green phase will entail. Well, there, and that's going to be, again, the governor's call on it. But, you know, judging from what it might be, and if there are NBA and NHL and Major League Baseball talking about starting games even in July, maybe, well, I think if that happens, you know, maybe with some plans and some strategies, you got to let maybe high school start to maybe have some workouts. You know, there are so many things. I talked to so many athletic directors with this whole situation. It's just with high schools. If you say, okay, we're going to do this, well, then there's questions about this, this, and this. Every scenario brings about questions. And starting workouts brings about questions. Well, you know, you're going to be on the field. Are you going to? They're going to have to make sure. Are they going to use the locker rooms? Or, you know, they'll have to be clean. Probably. There's still so many questions. But at least we have a little optimism that, if we get to the green phase, we might be able. The kids might be able to start doing something, and that's exciting for them. I think it gives them some hope.
See, it doesn't make any sense to me though. In the sense that we're allowed to have groups of 25 or less and practicing social distancing, and considering what you can do out on a football field and at least go through some calisthenics and some basic drills, and then the CDC comes out today and says the concern over contact spread where you touch a surface and somebody else touches the same surface, you don't have to be that concerned about that. If you have everybody washing their hands before they go in to play, why not let the wide receivers and the quarterbacks at least get together? I mean, it seems as though there's something that could be done before we get to go to green. Do me a favor, Mike. Can you hold on?
Sure.
All right. Don't go anywhere. This is an interesting experience. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back with more with Mike. 12:15, let's get AAA traffic on the fives. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Mike White. I'm Angino along with Lynn Hayes Freeland. And Mike, going back to this issue of we're in the yellow phase, it doesn't look as though the governor is in any hurry to move us to the green, to where everything is back to normal. In fact, he even suggested that as he was talking to NFL teams during a news conference yesterday. So to have to wait to get the green before you actually do any kind of workouts also brings up the question of whether or not the PIAA will actually allow workouts before July 1st anyway.
Well, they will, Mangino, again, it's a governor's call. If the governor gives a go-ahead to allow them. And the PIAA director, Bob Lombardi, even said yesterday, you know, the yellow phase, it could change even in 2 weeks. We could still be in yellow, but they may allow more things, which is true. It's a complicated situation. It really is, no matter what level of sports you talk about. But there are, I think there are so many people that, you know, would like to, you know, see something, maybe in a few weeks of, you know, if things still go good, and even if we're still in the yellow, maybe there can be some small group workouts. But really, I think, I mean, Gino, and then the bottom line is going to come down to what happens even in the country and in the state in the next 2 weeks, because we have opened up some things. And if things don't get out of control, I think you're going to move ahead. But if there is a big jump in the next few weeks, and I think that's going to be the whole key to this thing, you could see changes and maybe not letting them go. But PIAA is all for, if they get the go-ahead, they will let them start working out before July 1st if they get the go-ahead.
Mike, it seems to me that regardless of what happens, whatever the governor decides, whatever the PIAA decides, things are going to be different on some level, whether it's the workout schedule, the playing schedule, the fans in the stand schedule, whatever it is, it's going to be a different season this year. And it seems to me that at some point, we need to understand that and be prepared for that, because it just doesn't seem to me like all the ducks are going to line up for things to just get back to what we're used to.
Oh, there's no doubt, Lynn. Things are going to be different. There's absolutely no doubt to that. Even Bob Lombardi said yesterday to me, not in the meeting, who's the PIAA director, you know, for soccer, do you want to let the kids play on the field, on the sideline? All when you're out of the game, the sideline kids have to wear masks and be not within 6 feet of each other, and have very few fans in the stands. You want to do that, or you want to not have a season? And I think most kids will say, and everybody will say, we'll do that.
Right.
But there are, you know, there are things you can do, and that's what I think has to be remembered in this. I sat in on a meeting of 30 to 40 athletic directors. They meet every Friday around on Zoom around the state and talk about things. And I sat in on their meeting last week, and they talked about social distancing if they're allowed to start games in the fall and how the challenges of that, of having fans. Well, I didn't know this, but they talked about it. There is programs out there, apps, computer programs, where if you're a high school, you plug in, you give them your parameters as far as your stadium, how many bleachers, you know, what it holds, seats, and the program, and they will give you a map of how to social distance and where the people will sit, how many will sit where, and they will map it all out for you. So there are, which is a little fascinating to me that thing even exists, but
absolutely,
people are planning of it. There are things out there to help you plan it, to help you pull it off. And from what I see, you know, athletic directors, school officials are going the extra mile to do anything they can safely to get kids back in school, because I think they need it, and on the athletic side of trying to get some kind of competitions started in the fall, and to do it safely.
And to do it safely. Yeah. All right. Well, that's what Mike White thinks. Mangino, let's go back and forth. You want to open up the phones?
Absolutely. Mike, thank you very much for joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Always appreciate your insights on stuff like this.
Thanks, Mangino. Thanks, Lynn. Take care.
Thank
both
you.
You.
Indeed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.